to members from other churches, especially from our brethren BP churches. Faith, what does it mean? This is a very important, basic, fundamental doctrine that we all will be blessed in the study of it. Years ago, we went visiting, witnessing and to various people, and we came to a certain house, and this lady who welcomed us very warmly took us to her sitting room. And on the wall, there were four pictures. Say, wonderful, you come to tell us about Jesus. There is Jesus. There is Kuan Yin. There is Virgin Mary. And there is Chiang Kai-shek. Amazing. It's all very good. Must have faith in them. Dear friends, on whom do you place your faith? We need to have this very clear in our mind tonight. And I brought us an OHP, just one OHP for this. This is a mnemonic. In case you do not know the meaning of mnemonic, it is an aid to memory. F-A-I-T-H. Faith means forsaking all other sources of help, so-called gods or whatever. Forsaking all of these, I take Him. Who is Him? Jesus Christ, whom we are going to read about in the story of Abraham. Abraham's story is well known to us, but the lesson we can draw from his life will suffice us to understand what is faith, and we may follow in his steps. For he is called the friend of God. Are you a friend of God? God regarded him as a friend. And he is the father of the faithful, the first one that God called to follow him. I want to share with you a chorus we are going to sing now, which is our closing hymn tonight. This is a very wonderful chorus that will help you in every circumstance. Whenever I go to visit in the hospitals, especially those who are in terminal illness, what do you tell them? It's so sad when you go to see those people whose time on earth are limited. What do you tell them? Doctors? Naturally, we all look to doctors, and doctors can help us in all our sicknesses until the last one. Doctors are good until the second last illness. So when I visit with those who are sick and dying, this is the best chorus. Keep on believing. Who can see them through the last step out of this world into the next? Keep on believing Jesus is near. Keep on believing there's nothing to fear. The thing that grips a person facing death is fear. When there is the Lord, then there is nothing to fear. Keep on believing this is the way. We'll hear the music, we'll sing. Most of us know it quite well, but I want us to sing this until it becomes part of your system. That any time, every day, whenever you have a problem, keep on believing. Hear the music.
on believing Jesus is near. Keep on believing there's nothing to fear. Keep on believing this is the way. Faith in the night as well as the day. Keep on believing Jesus is near. Keep on believing there's nothing to fear. Keep on believing this is the way. Faith in the night as well as the day. Without the screen. Keep on believing. Keep on believing. There's nothing to fear. Keep on believing. This is the way. Faith in the night as well as the day. Hebrews 11 verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now on to verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterwards receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out. This is a very interesting statement. In many ways, a puzzling statement. Who was Abraham? Where was he? What was he doing? Abraham lived in the land today known as Iraq. In those days called Ur of the Chaldees, the breadbasket of the Middle East, a very fertile land. Abraham was 75 years old. And Abraham was a very successful farmer, businessman, well established. God spoke to him. Now the question is, how did God speak to him? This is a little bit of a puzzle. It says here, God spoke to him. Did God appear to him? This one is open to debate. Three times in Genesis it says, the Lord appeared to Abraham in chapter 12, 17 and 18. Abraham had lived 75 years in his father's house. There were idols. He had never seen the idols move. Neither did the idols speak to him. But then, when we come to verse 8, it says, when God spoke to him, how did God speak to him? I would say possibly God appeared to him. This would be a pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus. Did Abraham ever see Jesus? Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 8. Then here is another verse that is open to debate. John 8:56. Please turn there. John 8:56. The Jews were arguing with the Lord Jesus, and they wondered, who is this man? And Jesus says to them, verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw and was glad. Did they see Jesus? I believe they did. Because you look at 8:58, Jesus said to them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And if Jesus had appeared to them 3 times, as recorded in Genesis 12, 17, 18, I do believe he appeared to him in Genesis chapter 12 when he called him to go out. Now back to Hebrews chapter 11. So we come to verse 8. It is a wonderful thing that God should appear to a man, and surely someone worthy to receive the King of creation must be someone that God had earmarked for something great, for he was to be the first Christian to go out and be the beginning of a new company of people, the believers, the church. So we look at verse 8 again. By faith meaning to say, Abraham heard God and he forsook all others, as we have seen in the mnemonic I showed you a moment ago. Faith means forsaking all. Do you have some other reliance you are putting your faith in? There are some people who call themselves Christians also consult Sai Baba. I know this quite well. They are Christians, so-called, but they believe in Sai Baba. Do you know who is Sai Baba? He's an Indian mystic in India. And he has done all kinds of wonderful magical acts. And Christians go all the way to consult with him. Dear friends, faith is forsaking all. I know Jesus as my Savior ever since I met him at the cross of Calvary. Ever since he spoke to me out of the Word of God. And I have put all my faith in him and none other. Is that your faith? Forsaking all, I take him. Jesus alone, he is my Savior. From the day I heard him call until the very end of my life's journey, Jesus, only Jesus, always Jesus. Forsaking all, I take him. Friends, there may be some inquirers. Maybe Jesus is good. I say, dear friends, only Jesus. He is the Creator. Without him was not anything made that was made. He is also the Savior sent, only one. God did not send many Saviors, only one. How do I know? The Word of God says so. Read the Word. Read with faith, believingly. Read how he came, how he was born by a virgin, how he grew up, how he walked in the country of Judea, modern day Israel, how he went to the cross, how he died for each one of us, according to his word, he says, I give my life for thee, and I will rise from the dead for thee. Do we believe all this? He is the only Savior who died, who rose, and who ascended to heaven, and he says, I'm coming again. No other Savior. Your faith is worthy to be put in him and him alone. Now, come back to the story of Abraham. He met with the Lord Jesus, verse 8. And he obeyed. Faith is hearing the word of God and then acting on it. Obeying. Supposing Abraham would say, yes, sounds good, Jesus. Your idea is good to me, but let me think about it. And he does nothing. Faith is hearing the word of God and then obeying. Read on. He went out, not knowing where he went, but knowing the one who spoke to me is something, somebody special. Do you know that? When the Lord Jesus spoke to you, out of the book, out of your prayer, you realize here is truly the Son of God, and He is worthy of all my trust. This is faith. When I was 6, my grandfather, who is a pastor, called me to him. I have never forgotten that moment. He says, grandson, pray for faith. I say, grandfather, what is faith? He says, never mind. You just pray. Ask the Lord every day, Lord, give me faith to believe what you say. That's enough. Keep on praying and God will bless you. I say the same to you, dear friends. In your prayer every day, include one more item. Lord, give me faith. Faith to trust. Faith to obey. Faith to follow Jesus all the way till the very end. That is faith. Abraham had that faith. Can you understand? A man of 75 is met by the Lord Jesus. He is different. He is not like any of the idols in the house. And he tells me, and I am greatly gripped. My heart knows, strangely warm, because here is a man who tells me to do something I've never done in my life. Follow me, he says. To a land I will show you. Abraham did not ask, where is the land? What is going to happen in the land? But Jesus said to him, come to a land I will show you. I will give you that land. I will make of you a great nation. You become a people. And all the world will be blessed because of your nation, your family. I will bless them that bless you. Curse him that curses you. Amazing promise. Abraham followed. That is how he was called the friend of God. Verse 9. Please follow. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise. I wonder what happened. Just pause a moment. You know, to move house at 75 is not a simple thing. Remember those days there were no removalists, specialists who move house with you. You pack. Have you ever tried moving house? It is one of the tribulations that come your way. I moved house last year, and up to now there are still things that I cannot locate. Things get lost. Important things. It's so such a great tribulation. Abraham moved house. He had been in that city for 75 years. Surely the neighbors would say, hey, Abraham, where are you going? Abraham says, I don't know. What a fool he is. You know, when you trust in the Lord and make him your savior, people think you are a fool. Let them think what they like. But as long as you are a friend of God, taking God at His word and say, Lord, whatever you say, I believe. Wherever you say to go, I will go. That is faith. But make sure you have found the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is worthy of your complete faith. So, I can believe the days of packing must have been trying days. Yes, neighbors will say, Hey, Abraham, what are you going to do when you go to your place? Where is the place? Can we visit you? Sorry, I don't know the place. What a fool. So, for Christ's sake, be a fool. If Jesus says, come this way, follow me, you follow. Verse 9, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country. When he arrived there, if you have been to the Holy Land, it is not a green country, but a very brown country. So you go from a green country to a brown. Ur of the Chaldees was a very fertile place with two great rivers. You know the rivers? The Euphrates and the Tigris. And the valley of those two rivers is very fertile. Now you go to Holy Land, Israel, brown. When I first went there, I said, this is a brown country. The hills are brown. The land is brown. Everything is so dry, except for certain areas which the Jews today have cultivated. And they become green and lush like the Garden of Eden. Amazing, amazing. But this was before the days of water conservation and irrigation, which they have today. The Jews are the world experts in water conservation and irrigation. They don't just spray water on plants, but every plant is fed by a tube, and the tube comes from a reservoir. Amazing. Now, back to Abraham. When he arrived there, he said, Lord, is this the land you want to give me? It's so barren. Read on, verse 9. By faith, Abraham sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country. What a country, Lord, you send me here. What do I do here? So brown. Ah, the Lord says, Abraham, you keep following. This is not the country, but you keep following. When you follow, then you don't build a house. Abraham was a very rich landowner in Ur of the Chaldees. Now, he could easily have built a big bungalow. He did not. What did he do? Verse 9. Dwelling in tabernacles. What is a tabernacle? A tent. So he was one of the nomadic type. Keep moving from place to place, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, son and grandson. A very large retinue and following, heirs with him of the same promise. By now God had shown him, Abraham, this earth is not your home. Do you understand? I said, dear friends, when we follow Jesus, we live the life of Abraham in our own experience. This world is not our home. And the sooner we understand this and realize and practice, the sooner it's well with you. If we think this earth is forever, you are making the greatest mistake you ever make in your life. By faith, let us be like Abraham, dwelling in tabernacles. Meaning to say, live the tent life, the life of a sojourner. You don't need to suddenly build a tent and go and live in the tent now, but the spirit is it. The meaning of a tent existence is, I'm here today, I'm gone tomorrow. Verse 10. He looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You say, oh, I'm living in an HDB flat, or I'm living in a condo. You mean to say those tall buildings have got no foundations? What do you think? Dear friends, here is a spiritual meaning. A city with foundation that is permanent. You say, isn't this permanent? I'm living in Singapore. I'm a permanent resident. I say, how wrong a concept that is to think you are permanent here just because you are called a PR or a citizen. I say, dear friends, the days of our years on earth are 70 years. Right? This is said by Moses. And if by reason of strength you live to 80, how many of you have touched 80? Yet is the day labor and sorrow. This is not a home. Sooner or later you face the last day. Then you say, where do I go from there? Now from here we jump to verse 13. These all died in faith. Of course, one day Abraham will find he's no more able to do the things he did. And he has got to leave. But God has shown him, Abraham, this is not the land I wanted to give you. The land I give you is the city in heaven. So today you die, you'll be with me in paradise. This is the land. Do you have that confidence? Faith in Jesus, forsaking all, I take him. I follow him. I serve him. I know the day I breathe my last. Absent from this body, present with the Lord. Do you have that faith? That confidence, that trust, that daily strength you gain from the Lord. I've said this and I want to say it again. Every morning, I greet my wife as though it's the first day I've seen her. So happy. I say, I'm so happy. Sometimes she wonders, is this fellow out of his mind? I said, no, I'm truly happy. Because I never know when will be the last day. At our age, we had a classmate who went to bed. And the next morning, the wife found him dead. This was about 10 years ago. Now we've survived that 10 years. We are still alive. So every day you live after 80... I say, no, after 70. No, I say, after 60. Every day you are alive, thank God. And appreciate your loved ones. For you never know when is your last day, but what will see you through that great one last step out of this earth to the place where God has prepared for prepared people. Faith in the Lord, forsaking all, I take him. Every day I follow. Every day I know I'm following. Every day I know the Lord is with me. For like Abraham, I am a friend of God. And I know my friend has prepared a place for me. A city with foundation. My HDB, my condominium is so beautiful. I know they have foundation into this earth, but my home is not on earth, dear friends. Do you know that? Verse 13. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all their family, all died in faith. What you need is faith to see you through this earthly journey and to see you through the last step when you get out of this planet earth. Where do you go? These had not received the promises, but saw them afar off. Pray tonight for eyes of faith, dear friends. There is a land that is fairer than day, and by faith I can see it afar. For my Father waits over the way to prepare a dwelling place there. You know that? Friends, may you all be strong friends of the Lord Jesus. Then you can say, I've seen it afar. I know I have a home there. This earth is not my home. Singapore is such a good place. There are many Americans who come here and say, ah, I found it at last. You foolish Singaporeans want to emigrate to America. I emigrate to Singapore. So which is the best? Which is the best? I say, dear friends, planet Earth is but a temporary dwelling place. All of us are travelers. All of us, whether you live west or east or north or south, any country on earth is but a sojourning. You are a traveler. I am a traveler. And we shall all die, but die in faith. Make sure you have forsaken all. Make sure you have put all your stakes, all your faith, all your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. Not five saviors, please. You don't need many saviors. You found one savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hang on to Him. Follow Him. Serve Him all your life. Keep on following. You'll make no mistake. Read on in verse 13. Because you've seen your home afar off. By faith, I've seen it. I know it. Because my Savior went ahead to prepare a place for me. Even as He said in John's Gospel chapter 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if there are mansions in my Father's house, surely I have a place because I am His child. Is that so? Are you happy? On earth, you can beautify your apartment, beautify your house. One day you got to leave it. But God has prepared a place for you. And you be persuaded of them. Embrace them. Thank God I have a home in heaven which is incorruptible, undefiled. Fadeth not away, reserved with my name there. It is waiting for me. I'm going there. Are you worried about dying? When you know what you are coming in for, when you leave this earth, you will be so happy. Of course, there will be the reluctance, the pain in the flesh, the ties and bonds with your family, those things got to be severed. It's painful, but when you arrive there, you say, it's worth it. Why did I wait so long? Verse 13, the last part. And confess, we are strangers and pilgrims on earth. For they that say such things, verse 14, declare plainly they seek a country. I said, dear friends, when you have made sure of your place in that country, you can travel earth in great peace and confidence. No more worried about all kinds of worries that come to you. Those things become unimportant. Whether I live in a better or a less good house, whether I drive a bigger or smaller car, whether I eat more or less, whether I earn more or less, what do those things matter if my life here is just a traveler's life? So live a traveler's life, dear friends. Verse 15. Truly, if they had been mindful of the country from whence you came out, you might have had opportunity to have returned. Abraham never thought of going back to his country. Neither did his Isaac return to that land of his father. Why? Because God had shown them, never return to that country. Once you leave the world, never go back to the world. Because we are bound for the heavenly city. Verse 16, now they desire a better country. Of course, the better country is assured, reserved, with your name on it, waiting for you. The day you leave this earth, there will be rejoicing in heaven to welcome you there. Verse 16, and that is an heavenly country, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. for he hath prepared for them a city. Dear friends, live your life every day as though it could be the last. As though it could be the last. In other words, make very sure your faith in the Savior is renewed day by day. Every day, promise your Lord. Speak to Him. How often do you speak to your Heavenly Father, to the Lord Jesus? Do you ask Him to strengthen your faith? That you have forsaken all things, you continue to forsake, and to follow, and to look to Him. Then you will have absolute peace. That's what you need. In life, most important thing is health. Number two, peace. Peace in the heart. Whenever you have health, pray God for peace. That you know, in Jesus Christ, I have nothing to fear, nothing to worry. I know, absent from the body, I'm present with the Lord. While I travel this earth with God-given freedom and God-given health, thank God the Lord, praise the Lord, and serve Him. Love one another, for you never know when is the last day. But be ready. Be ready. For the city that has foundations is ready, waiting for you. Keep on believing. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, grant to us the faith that overcomes fear. For we live in a world of uncertainties and great upheaval of nations, economies, and countries today are in great trouble. But we know in Jesus Christ we have a country prepared for us, which is beyond the tribulations of earth. Grant to us great faith to trust, forsaking all, we follow Jesus all the way until we arrive in that heavenly city. Here is our prayer. Help us to keep on believing until the Lord will call us home. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen.